Incumbent Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama has narrowly won the Fiji election. This is the second election since Mr. Bainimarama took control of the country in a military coup 12 years ago. His political opponents have indicated they may challenge the result. Professor Bridge Lal AM is an emeritus professor at ANU and an expert in Fijian politics. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you.
In the last election in 2014, Frank Bainimarama and Fiji First secured a landslide victory with over 60% of the votes. This victory is much more narrow. What's changed?
I think first is that people had a better understanding of the complex voting system, the Dehaene system that Fiji uses. So I think there's greater awareness of its implications. The second thing is that I think there was some discontent with some of the things that the Fiji First Party did, particularly with respect to indigenous Fijian institutions, the Great Council of Chiefs and so on, which it unceremoniously abolished in 2009. And then there was, I think, a great deal of animus towards one or two government ministers. On the other hand, I think the opposition parties, particularly SODELPA, was able to marshal its forces quite effectively. And so Bainimarama has 27 seats, I think, and the opposition parties have had 25. So it's a narrow victory, and the next 4 years will be extremely interesting for Fiji.
Critics of Frank Bainimarama accuse him of being authoritarian. Are the people of Fiji satisfied that this has been a fair and a transparent election?
I think the general impression is that it has been fair and transparent, although there have been glitches here, differences over figures and so on. But I think by and large, the results reflect what actually happened. Now, you talked about Mr. Bainimarama. He portrayed himself in this election as a person who was advocating unity, national cohesion, and so on. And I think a lot of people believed it, particularly Indians. Now, Indo-Fijians, I think in very, very large numbers, supported Mr. Bainimarama, maybe over 80%, because they want stability. And Bainimarama quite openly came out and said that he was the person to guarantee that there would be no coup. So I think a lot of people are fed up with this history of coups since 1987, four coups. They were just fed up and gave their votes to Bainimarama in the hope that he will secure some stability for the country.
Will political opponents of the new prime minister challenge the result?
That is what they're discussing at the moment. They may take the matter to the Court of Disputed Returns, but I'm not sure if their challenge will be successful. Nonetheless, they have expressed dissatisfaction with some aspects of the way that the Fiji Elections Office went about its business.
Frank Bainimarama's main competitor was Sitiveni Rabuka, Fiji's prime minister for much of the 1990s, and the man who instigated two coups in 1987. How popular was he? Did he concede defeat?
Not formally yet. Rabuka is a very charismatic figure. I mean, he was the one who did the first coup in 1987, and then he helped produce a very fair constitution in 1997. That constitution was abrogated in 2009. This time around, as the leader of SODELPA, he basically said that he rejects the 2013 constitution, which was decreed with really very little consultation with the people of Fiji. He rejected that constitution and wanted to go back to the 1997 constitution, which was widely respected and approved by the people. He also says that some Fijian institutions, like, for example, the Great Council of Chiefs and so on, would be consulted, and that is an important thing for the indigenous people, so he basically appealed to the indigenous voters. There are very few Indo-Fijians in his party contesting the elections, and I think a lot of people saw him as a figure for a lot of blame for the coup culture in Fiji, and they're not willing to forgive him, despite his many, many good things that he has done.
What can we expect from this newly re-elected government?
More of the same. What is of particular interest here is Fiji's attitude towards Australia. I think that the Fijian government, Bainimarama in particular, wants really to displace Australia from the region. It wants to play the role of the dominant country in the region, leader of small island developing states. You may recall that he doesn't want Australia to be part of the South Pacific Forum. And of course, Australia pays the bulk of the funds for the organization.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And that's Professor Brij Lal AM, an emeritus professor at the ANU. This is RN Drive.